bluffs. I woke without remembering when I had fallen asleep. Denna was shaking me gently.
"Don't move too quickly," she said. "It's a long way down."
I slowly uncurled, nearly every muscle in my body complaining at how it had been treated yesterday. My thighs and calves were tight, hard knots of pain. Only then did I realize I was wearing my cloak again.
"Did I wake you up?"
I asked Denna.
"I don't remember." "In a way you did," she said. "You nodded off and tipped right onto me. You didn't even flicker a lid when I cussed you out."
Denna trailed off as she watched me slowly come to my feet.
"Good Lord, you look like someone's arthritic grandfather."
"You know how it is," I said. "You're always stiffest when you wake up."
She smirked.
"We women folk don't have that problem as a rule."
Her expression grew serious as she watched me.
"You're serious, aren't you?"
"I rode about 60 miles yesterday before I met up with you," I said. "I'm not really used to that. And when I jumped last night, I hit the rock pretty hard."
"Are you hurt?"
"Absolutely," I said, "especially in my everywhere."
"Oh," she gasped, her hands going to her mouth. "Your beautiful hands."
I looked down and saw what she meant. I must have hurt them, rather badly, in my wild attempt to climb the Greystone last night. My musician's calluses had saved my fingertips for the most part, but my knuckles were scraped badly and crusted with blood. Other parts of me hurt so much that I hadn't even noticed. My stomach clenched at the sight of them, but when I opened and closed my hands, I could tell they were just painfully skinned, not seriously injured. As a musician, I always worried that something might happen to my hands, and my work as an artificer had doubled that anxiety.
"It looks worse than it is," I said.
"How long has the Dracus been gone?" I asked. "At least a couple of hours. It wandered away a little after the sun came up."
I looked down from my high vantage on the Greystone Arch. Last evening, the hilltop had been a uniform expanse of green grass. This morning it looked like a battlefield. The grass was crushed in places, burned to stubble in others. There were deep furrows dug in the earth where the lizard had rolled or dragged its heavy body across the turf. Getting down from the Greystone was harder than getting up had been. The top of the arch was about 12 feet off the ground, higher than was convenient for jumping. Normally I wouldn't have worried about it, but in my stiff, bruised condition, I worried I'd land awkwardly and turn my ankle. Eventually, we managed it by using the strap of my travel sack as a makeshift rope. While Denna braced herself and held one end, I lowered myself down. The sack ripped wide open, of course, scattering my belongings, but I made it to the ground with nothing more serious than a grass stain. Then Denna hung from the lip of the rock, and I grabbed her legs, letting her slide down slowly. Despite the fact that I was bruised all down my front side, the experience did a lot to improve my mood. I gathered up my things and sat down with needle and thread to sew my travel sack back together. After a moment, Denna returned from her brief trip into the trees, pausing briefly to pick up the blanket we'd left below. It had several large claw rents from when the Dracus had walked over it.
"Have you ever seen one of these before?"
I asked, holding out my hand. She raised an eyebrow at me.
"How many times have I heard that one?"
Grinning, I handed her the lump of black iron I'd got from the tinker. She looked it over curiously.
"Is this a lodestone?"
"I'm surprised you recognize it."
"I knew a fellow who used one as a paperweight,"
she sighed disparagingly.
"He made a special point of how, despite the fact that it was so valuable and exceedingly rare, he used it as a paperweight."
She sniffed.
"He was a prat. Do you have any iron?"
"Fish around in there." I pointed to my jumbled possessions.
"There's bound to be something."
Denna sat on one of the low greystones and played with the lodestone and a piece of broken iron buckle. I slowly sewed up my travel sack, then reattached the strap, stitching it several times so it wouldn't come loose. Denna was thoroughly engrossed by the lodestone.
"How does it work?"
she asked, pulling the buckle away and letting it snap back.
"Where does the pulling come from?"